In a single week in December, announcements were made in Wales and at Westminster that vividly illustrate the very different approaches to reviving the economy that are being adopted by a Welsh government here in Wales and by the coalition in London. In Westminster, the Chancellor of the Exchequer announced both that he will miss almost all the key targets which he has set himself as a consequence of the austerity policies which he himself has insisted upon. The extra pain in all of that will be felt disproportionately amongst the poorest families in the land. The decision to follow a 3-year freeze in child benefit by uprating it only by 1% for a further 2 years, as well as the decision to uprate working age benefits by only 1%, will mean that for the first time since the Beveridge settlement in 1945, whole sections of our community will see their living standards not simply not keep track with those enjoyed by others who are more fortunate than them, but will actually reduce over the years ahead. And these are families where there simply is no room already, no margin, no chance to be able to deal with the extra blows which the Chancellor now chooses to rain down on them. Here in Wales, in the same week, the Welsh Government was able to announce that its Jobs Growth Wales scheme, which aims to provide new chances of employment for young people aged 16 to 24 who would otherwise be without work, has met and exceeded its target of creating 4,000 new job chances across Wales in this financial year. In Cardiff alone, 614 new jobs have been created for young people. In the Cardiff West constituency, where youth unemployment has more than doubled in some of our most disadvantaged areas, this is really good news. And not only are these jobs being created faster than we had originally expected, but the early signs are that in very large numbers, young people who are taken on under Jobs Growth Wales are being offered permanent employment at the end of it. While the Coalition continues to strangle the economy with its savage spending cuts, the Welsh Labour Government here has gone down a very different route, focused on investing in the economy, in creating jobs, in developing skills, because that is the only way in which we can hope to come out of this recession stronger than we went into it.